Tonight on Vanderpump Rules, we had Adam serving the drinks. Kristen is finally back on the list, and Billy got dismissed, and I loved every single second of it. Get ready.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
After Buzz TV. You not feeling it? You not feeling it? Feel that vibe.
Yeah.
Ooh, they turned off the jams. Like, you're too jamming.
Oh.
They cut that.
No. That's it.
It's okay.
They
we were way too After Buzz, but it is okay because we are high off of tonight's episode of Vanderpump Rules. So, welcome to the Vanderpump Rules After Show. I am Zach Peter, and I sit here with my blonde hair every single week. If you haven't noticed, that's me. Or if you're listening to us, hello on iTunes. Hello to all of our listeners on iTunes. We'll be reading your reviews a little later and breaking down all of the tea. We had so much going on tonight. I loved this big Lala versus everybody mode tonight. It was a lot. Mm-hmm. But before we dive into it, I have to introduce our fabulous panel. Starting to my left, she is as sweet as a Cheerio. Please welcome Miss Sarah Cereal.
Oh my God.
I think this is going to be an ongoing theme, you guys.
It.
I'm just going to rhyme it up.
A little crunch.
I'm just going to rhyme it up. And to her left, she is as fiery as her sweater, but I think she's never looked better. Please welcome Miss Revette Sorrow.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
And last, but certainly not least,
I'm so excited.
She may be really small, but on the inside, she's very tall. Please welcome Katie Thompson.
Oh my.
I think that's the show.
That's gonna
be
our
shtick. Thank you.
It's gonna be our shtick moving forward.
I like it.
I'm glad my brain was working enough to formulate those rhymes.
I've got that small, tall energy. I'm ready.
We even gave Katie a booster seat today.
I am sitting on a pillow, everybody. No, it's not.
Katie Thompson, God, that is serious, like Sarah Cereal. Okay, guys, what were your initial thoughts of this week's episode?
Amazing.
Favorite moment.
And I want to say my favorite line of the eve was James when he said, "I DJ'd on toilet paper." That was my favorite line. Beat Raquel like by 0.1, but still it's like, yeah, that's what you got going for you.
I loved it. I love that, like, we didn't see much of Raquel, but, like, the moments we did see were, like, so golden.
Yeah.
They would, like, interject B-roll footage of her, like, taking selfies in between, like, Lala's fights. It was so good. Katie, how you feeling about this week's episode?
The cutaways of this episode, like, we've got Lala yelling at Billy, and then we cut into Peter just putting some stuff in the fridge, just doing a little stocking. Like, it's just
working.
The editing was real strong this episode.
Yeah,
I'm here
definitely.
For it.
Mm-hmm.
It was so funny. Revette, did you have a favorite moment from tonight?
Oh, yeah. Anytime Lala can yell at Raquel, I live for it. I wait for it. I'm so appreciative
she
of it.
She had, like, the finger in her face.
That stiletto
like,
nail.
Like, Lala. I thought you were dumb before.
Bambi-eyed.
Yeah. It was so good.
I told you there would be name calling. Y'all gave me a face last week, and I was like, there's going to be so much name calling.
Oh, like beyond name calling.
Yeah,
like names that you can't
say.
Should have done a drinking game every time.
Yeah, someone that would have been good.
Yeah, it would have been perfect.
That would have been good. It was such like a juice. I mean, it was a slow start. Mm-hmm. Well, no, it wasn't that slow of a start because we opened up with James still like living his tantrum from last week.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, is James continuing to be James?
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling for him, though. I even wrote down here on my little handy-dandy paper, feeling for James. I don't know. There's just something about it. Like,
What is it?
He's trying. Is it going to last? We don't know. But, like, can like give him a break. We've given everybody else
but
a break. Jax, Kristen, all of them.
No, don't
go
be sorry.
No, go ahead,
you
Sarah.
You interject, girl.
No,
give it to me.
I think he was given a break by being able to DJ at Billy's brunch.
Yeah, and he did well.
He did well.
Even Lala was yelling at him in his face.
I will give him that credit. He did do well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it takes a lot more than one time. And also it was something he said where it's like he needed to go to Lisa to be like, hey, this is me doing good. And I just feel like silence is best. Like, he doesn't need to tell her. No one else needs to tell her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let it live out and play out. And I think that's what will redeem him in the end.
Yeah.
So it kind of is like, I don't know. I don't know how to feel.
It's like, let your actions speak for itself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to your boss every time and say, look, I'm doing so good. I'm doing so well. Like, I'm not freaking out. It's just be, you know, on the right path.
Yeah.
and then see what happens.
Yeah. And maybe don't say it as soon, like just right after you freaked out. But yet I still feel for him. I don't know. I'm confused about James.
I mean, I will give it to you, Katie, though. Like, I do kind of, I felt for him a little bit this episode, but I think I still have the skepticism that Rivette and Sarah have, where, like, he just continues to screw up. Yeah. And it's an ongoing pattern that never seems to end. That, like, okay, I did feel for him. The only time I felt for him, though, this episode was when he decided to not go to the TomTom party.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to cause a rift when he knew that this event wasn't about him, it was about the Toms.
Yeah. But also, like, how sad for him, though, because you know he really wants to go. He just wants to be a part of this whole thing like everybody else, but he can't keep his anger under wraps. So
but that was a big move for him. Yeah. So I do agree with Zach. Like, that was good.
Yeah. And had he humbled himself like that when he was disinvited to Mexico, then again we would have been like, oh, he did it again. So he really is growing. But it's like, 5 steps forward, 2 steps back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, we were all ready to pack.
Yeah.
Okay. Paola in the live chat says, James is not trying. She's not in all caps. She's coming for you, Katie.
No, but he's trying a little.
He fakes it to get back in and then Fs up again and then cries about it.
To me, oosh,
there's no remorse from Paola.
He's like a 17-year-old, you know? Like, he just, like, he keeps doing it, and then he, like, feels bad. He's like, oh, you know what? Mom, you were probably right. I shouldn't have acted like that. Yeah. You know? It's like that kind of a thing. It's like, I just want to, like, give him a big lollipop from Disneyland, you know? Like, I just, like, here you go. Will this help? Like, I don't know. I just, like, I don't know. I feel for him.
So we know what kind of mom Katie will be. How you feeling, Sarah?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes, he is trying to a degree. Do I think he should do less of some things? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think he needs to just be and let that happen and see what will come from it.
He beefed up, no? Like, he's not like the skinny James.
Like on roids?
No. Like, just like maybe like some chicken and push-ups, you know, like the normal, like his arms. Like, he looks less like scrawny James, and it's like, you know.
Or, I don't know. I haven't noticed.
Was it just the tank top?
He's not really my type, so I don't look at him.
I just thought, like, from watching past seasons, like, the boys got some beef in the shoulders. I don't know.
I mean, probably, maybe.
I think he's just growing up.
Watch for it next episode.
Billy Branch says that James went a long way by deciding not to go to the Tom Tom's opening, but I agree. He needs to just be about self-improvement, and it will reveal itself later.
Yeah.
Right. I think that was his first step, and he needs to keep having those, like, little moments. Mm-hmm. And then I might be like, yes, you know what? I see you, James. But right now, I'm like, I don't see you.
My eyes are closed.
Well, Clarence says... Clarence says that when the cast was James's age, they did all the same things as he does. Clarence is coming to his defense.
It's very
the
true.
The arguing, the drinking, and much worse. They need to see things from his point of view.
Yeah. And the comment that he said was right. Like, would he get fired for that? Yeah. Will Lala? Mm-hmm. And then even when he was saying, like, no, Lala was yelling at everybody, it was crazy, she was like, but what did you do to start it? And he was like,
he's the boy that cried wolf.
They're like, that's very true. A part of that is true. And she needs more time to trust him before, you know.
It's just not the best situation. So stop putting yourself in those situations, y'all.
I agree. But, like, the cast is also, like, the grumpy old man that's like, oh, these whippersnappers, like, you know, that's why they're not relating with James anymore, because they're over that hump.
It's like there's more older people on the cast that, obviously, that's not where the storyline's going to go for them to relate to that.
Right.
They're going to be like, let's forget about that we did that.
Yeah. Right. I hope that the older Tom gets, the larger his hats get. Like, just the size of them,
like,
just get larger.
Like, really floppy, like, beach hats.
Yeah, like, just, or like, furry or something. Because we had a hat this episode. Anytime I have a Tom in a hat, I'm very happy about it. It is such a time for me. It's, that fashion. Oh, boy. I love it.
Oh, man.
So, Natty Bats has some feels. And she's saying that she thinks that there's some serious drug and alcohol issues on this show. We're going to get to that in a bit, Natty. But she says that there are some serious drug and alcohol issues. She was on the show, and she never thought that she would say Jax is the same one, and Stassi. She said, is the world upside down?
Absolutely.
I don't think Jax is all that sane. I follow him on all the social media. That boy be freaking out over anything. Like, he goes nuts off of, like, on people, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Like on comments, like, yeah. Like fans comments.
Oh, yeah. He will respond with, like, venom. And it's, I am,
so do you think he's now just getting overshadowed by everybody else's craziness that they don't?
Yeah. 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 They're like, we don't really see it as much. But he will be back. The Jax
will be back
in a thick sweater. And he will just be Jaxing everything up.
Okay. Before we get to Kristen, I think we need to give our After Buzzers a little shout out.
Should I do it?
Yes,
should I shout them out?
Should I do it?
Well, guys, before we move on to our next topic, we just want to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. So, for us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, you better hit that thumbs up button right this second and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, you better give us 5 stars. I mean, you're watching, so you may as well. Just go on iTunes. It'll be great. It's amazing. No matter where you are, also, leave us a quick comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
Yes, your friends want to weigh in on it too.
Yeah.
We love all your comments, even the shady ones that you guys leave. But we're not going to give them attention. But what we are going to do is shout out to people that leave us good comments.
Yes.
You guys, we got so many new iTunes reviews every week. Okay, so to everybody listening on iTunes right now, if you haven't given us a podcast review, go and do it, and I'll shout you out next week. First up comes from DarcyGirl91.
Oh.
She says, love this podcast with 5 stars. Yes. My friends watch this show occasionally. See, she has her friends dip in.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I don't get to talk about it enough. I love listening to you guys give your candid opinions on all the episodes. I can't get enough of Vanderpump Rules, just like you guys.
Love it.
I always agree with y'all.
Oh.
Well, you should talk to some of the people in our comments. So then, I love Stassi so much, as you guys do, if not more. LOL. Hashtag next level basic. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you, DarcyGirl91.
Darcy, thanks for joining us.
Okay.
Nice.
And we have K Fizzle for Shizzle.
Oh, okay.
K Fizzle number 4, Shizzle. And K Fizzle for Shizzle says,
stop.
I love you guys. Favorites. I look forward to listening to you every Tuesday while I get ready.
Aww.
Fave AfterBuzz TV podcast by far. Y'all are hilarious with all caps.
Oh,
heart emoji, heart emoji, heart emoji.
3.
K Fizzle.
She's leaving one of us out.
I'm on the end. It's me.
No.
We can share the third
heart. No, I'm just kidding.
Bring heart and half. I'm used to that.
Split it.
Oh my God.
Yes. Well, K Fizzle for Shizzle, we think you're hilarious too, and we love you.
Yeah.
This next one comes from Shay.ts. Shay.ts says, so good. Love y'all so much. I listen to all of the Pump Rolls podcasts, and this is by far my fave. We're the fave.
Wow. Thank you.
We did it.
Love it. We have so many this week. 2 more. Okay. Next one comes from Kiki Ryder. Kiki Ryder says, love you guys. Love this podcast. You guys are so fun to listen to. I always agree with every opinion. Again, where are you guys in the comments?
Kiki, come hang out
in the comments on YouTube. Which is rare. It's rare that she agrees with everyone, and she agrees with all of our opinions.
Wow.
We have a lot of opinions.
Yeah, we do.
Said, I feel like I'm right there with you when you're when listening.
Aww, you are right with us.
Heart emoji, and then a spinny heart emoji that saying love is all around.
Oh, love that one. I'm included in that heart.
You're
the spinning heart. Got it.
And then this next one comes from Shitty Nope.
That's her name.
What is it?
That's my favorite name.
And she says, I love this podcast. I heart emoji, I heart emoji, I heart emoji.
Dang, feels like
talking Vanderpump Rules with my friends. Keep up the great work. So entertaining.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Shitty Noop.
To everyone who commented.
We love these positive comments.
So
you guys.
Great.
Those were all five star reviews. See, you can keep shading us in the comments, but we ain't going to read them because we don't feed that negativity.
Nope.
And that is to me and my gorgeous panel.
So stunning.
Sometimes we may not look our best.
But we always
nevertheless
try our best.
Erica Pie says, yay, good job, guys.
Thanks, Erica
Pie.
She's talking to you, Katie. Good job with that library. She makes me crave pie.
Like, I leave here and I'm like, I could go for like a blueberry or a pumpkin.
No, I want a cherry pie.
Cherry?
When I think of Erica Pie, I think of like a cherry pie.
Cherry pie is so gross, though.
I don't think so.
Oh, not a fan. Always pumpkin. I digress.
Oh, I don't like pumpkin. Right, only in the fall.
Only in the fall. But Kristen has survived from her fall.
Mm.
She's back, or trying to get back in Lisa's good graces. And it looks like she was semi-successful, right, Rivette?
Yeah, I mean, she's not on Lisa's list, but if she's on Tom's list, good luck to them. That's exactly what Lisa said, and I agree with Lisa. I just think Kristen, we've seen her grow, but I don't know if they're going to be besties anytime soon. Mm. She won't be at Lisa's house anytime soon.
Ever. Do you think that Lisa has a right to continue to hold this grudge against her?
Yes, absolutely.
Why?
Kristen has started so many fights at her restaurants, at people's weddings, and Lisa's always witnessed it. Mm-hmm. She provokes, whether it's James or whoever in the past. And yes, you can grow from that, but that doesn't mean you have to be invited to everything Lisa has at her restaurants, because you've caused so much chaos in the past.
Right.
Yeah.
Sarah, do you think that she has a right to give James a pass and not Kristen? Because I feel like she's kind of being a little biased, and like Lisa's really encouraging and supporting James, but yet she's really held a higher standard to Kristen, of all people.
Yes. See, I can see how you think that, but the difference is Kristen is just older. And I think she should have just, like, learned and grown from it. Mm-hmm. James, yes, still needs to be held accountable. So I think he is. And I do think that James just has this little place in Lisa's heart. And she's not ever going to admit that. But I think he does. So that's where it could be, like, a little bias. And you're like, well. But I think it was really big of Kristen to sit down with her just to clean the air. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're ever going to be friends. Yeah. But no. Just to, like, not have anything bad. But I won't agree with Kristen when she was like, oh, it's so glad we're on the same page. It's like, you are not.
You're in another chapter.
I thought that was nice. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's just no grudge.
I don't think, see, the difference with James is that he always comes back to Lisa and, like, cries. So she has this little special place in her heart for him.
Kristen has no remorse.
I don't think Kristen has ever had remorse before this. She's always just been like, F Lisa, I don't care, I'm out of here. Like, so this is different. It's refreshing to see.
Stepping on her toes, literally and figuratively. So if she could just not do that. When she stepped on her, I was like, oh, this is cringy. This whole meeting is cringe. Go. Just stop being the worst. Stop punching people. Stop just doing too much. I can't do it. I just rewatched the episode where she punched James, and I was like, oh, my God, Kristen.
No.
Speaking of punching people in the face, did you like to see Sheena back this week?
Oh, my goodness. I want to eat those enchiladas, to be honest. But, like, why in the world was Adam? Like, I get it. Like, he's the bartender. No, but he's not. Do you really need somebody to pour your drinks that you're going to make
there's
anyway?
There's, like, three of you.
Yeah, like, there's,
right?
Like,
I know. It wasn't like she was having, like, 15 of her girlfriends.
Here's what I think happened. He probably drove out there. They had a quickie. And he was like, ugh, I do not want to drive all the way back. And then she's like, you know what? Just stay. It's fine. You can be the bartender. It's going to be great. Or this was her whole plan when she was like, no, I'm going to get us both airtime. I'm going to suggest enchiladas, and then I'll have you over, and we can both be on camera for at least 3 minutes.
See, I'm calling it right now. Adam is going to be a series regular next season.
Oh, I
they're
don't
trying to bring in a younger cast.
He's not exciting.
He's not
but
exactly
so boring. Could agree with you.
I think it's going to happen. I think that's why they're pushing him so much this because if they didn't like him that much, they wouldn't be giving Sheena that much airtime on this one storyline. They would have kind of cut his scenes out. I think he's going to
they do the same thing with Rob?
Yeah, I was going to say that too.
But Rob was thirsty for the TV time. And nobody expected him to break up with her as soon as cameras wrapped.
But didn't we? I mean, maybe he, like, caught wind of, like, the Rob. I was like, it was a lot.
Here's what I'll say. I do agree with you, but I think he'll be a regular on her new show for the Vanderpump Gardens.
That's fine.
Because he's, like,
you think
single.
She's gonna be,
He's, like, single and fun, so he can be the one to go to Vegas, and it still, like, represents them.
Ooh. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but Lindsay spilled some tea.
Tell us.
But before I get to that, Clarence says, I 100% agree with Sarah. Kristen was able to get away with it because she was young, and now she's older, and she should get it together.
Mm. Clarence! Hey.
Spoogie says, OMG, hi!
Spoogie! What a name. I love that every time you say that.
And Lindsay says, I have some minor tea. Oh.
Okay.
Just take any cup. Tea you have.
Sheena told Us Weekly that she and her ex-boyfriend, Rob, all caps, Rob, lightly rekindled their relationship over the 2018 holidays. Are you surprised?
So they had a drink?
Or what is like lightly rekindled?
That's what I mean.
I did see an interview with Sheena that aired about a week ago, and she said they'd rekindled and then he ghosted her.
Hmm.
That naturally. Is true. They did, but I mean, that surprise.
Would make sense.
He probably
make
thought
sense.
The cameras were there and showed up and they weren't. So he was like, oh, I have to go.
I just sorry. See, that's someone that I feel for. Is Sheena. Just because, like, girl. Listen, y'all. Let's not make fun.
Zach gave me. He looked at me like, what?
No, I just, because it's just like, she comes off, she's so dedicated when she's on the camera. And she's like really believing it. But if she just watched it back with like the right state of mind.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, what was I thinking? And like, why did I say that? So that's why I'm like, I feel because I'm like, stop.
Yeah.
She's got on those Sheena goggles.
Like, you're not best friends with someone that you're friends with benefits with. Mm. That is not your best friend.
Especially when he asked you, please stop Snapchatting me.
And he really does not seem about her. No. Like, yeah, she's like, so I'm going to stay over your place tonight because we're going to be here tonight, okay, right? And he's just like,
just stands there, and she's just smiling like, okay, great. Like,
oh,
well, Clarence thinks that Adam is like Raquel with a little more dimension.
Yeah, yeah. I can see that for sure.
I think he's gay.
He is gay. I don't even think that's a thing.
That's established.
He's touched on that for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's totally gay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But those enchiladas did look good.
Yeah, they did. I'll take them.
See, Jax should hire Sheena to cater his engagement
maybe
party.
That's
not
why it
the
was
mashed
there.
Potato
not
bottle.
Not the $300 mashed potato bar.
One more thing. When the apology was happening outside between Kristen and Katie, and Katie said, I'm sorry, Kristen didn't say it back, and I felt like she should have.
Mm. I thought that was very big of Katie.
Yeah.
But
I felt
Katie
like it should have been a mutual.
It should have.
Mm-hmm, but Kristen was probably like, oh, finally, and then like forgot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. Sorry.
No, I thought that was a good Katie moment.
Because that was a good
I feel
Katie
like
moment.
Before she would have just kept driving it home in Kristen.
What mm-hmm. did you guys think Kristen had to apologize about? No.
Just being Kristen.
I feel like Kristen was very intense and like she did disclose to all of her girlfriends, like, yes, she was venting, but like, how do you expect your girlfriends to not get involved when you're constantly putting them in the middle of your
it's
stuff?
True. Mm-hmm.
That like and she did kind of kick them out abruptly. Like, I think there could have been a little accountability on both sides.
I gotta say though, if I confided in my girlfriends and then they yelled at my boyfriend about it, I would be like, no.
You would sage them too?
Maybe not sage them. I just feel like they should have gone to Kristen, instead of like really going at Carter.
Yeah.
I do agree with you with that, but there needed to not be a whole like shutout.
True.
She just needed to apologize for being way too intense and like acknowledge that she understands why they got upset because of things that she told them, like obviously, but be like, hey, like, I promise you it's not like that. Like,
they were
well-intentioned. She needed to be really genuine.
Yeah.
And then I would have been like, okay.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, at the end of the day, they were just trying to be good friends. Maybe they didn't go about it the right way, but good intentions, like you said.
Yeah. And I think if that would have been acknowledged, the girls would have been fine. But because she came at them so intensely and was like saging them and kicking them out, that it was like, whoa. Okay, so to the meat of this week's episode, Lala versus Billy versus Raquel. It was a lot, and I loved every minute of it.
Yes.
Katie, how you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling great. I loved the finger in the face. Now I'm starting, because I used to love Lala. I thought she was amazing. I thought she was really great. But now I'm starting to like see the other side, and I'm like, maybe I'm not such a huge fan, because they're all right. She really does think that she's like holier than thou, that she's better than everybody else. When she's like, I don't think I'm better than everybody else, but I think I'm better than you. So that's thinking you're pretty much better than everybody else. And then Brittany coming in being like, everybody was born equal. I'm like, girl, I love you so much. Yeah. You and your mashed potato bar, keep it coming. I'm so into it. It was great. It was that little bit of drama that we needed for the pre-Mexico episode. I love, you can always feel when it's that pre-trip episode. I could sense it. I was like, oh no, we're going to go on the trip next time. And not until the end of next episode will we go on the trip. So
Natty Bats thinks that Sheena needs to stop chasing gay guys and bi guys and find a straight guy. It's LA. There are plenty of fish. First of all, Natty Bats, there are not that many eligible straight guys in Los Angeles. I'll tell you that right now.
I will tell you that right now.
But we feel for Sheena. Sarah feels for Sheena.
If I were on the show, I would be the Sheena. Like, if I were on a reality show, I think I'd be the one that everybody hated. Hard, yeah. Oh, yeah. I would just. And then,
I don't think they hate.
No, but I feel like it would
just
happen.
Entertaining.
I love that.
Yeah. She's entertaining.
It's a love to hate.
Amanda says, I look like Cody Fearn.
Who's that?
I have no idea.
Sounds cute. Like a little animal.
I mean, there are hearts with it, but like.
Aww.
Or is that like a fern, the plant?
Yeah.
Like my fern, I named Cody.
I'm not having like a great hair day, guys. Okay. Aww.
You look great every day, okay?
Team Lala, Team Billy, Team Raquel.
I mean, if that's where we're going, I'll go with Lala.
Lala.
The headbutt, man.
I'll show you.
Living for that. Like this you said, so the good. Finger. And she's like, you are about to poke my eye out. Mm-hmm.
She's like, with your Bambi eyes.
Listen. It was great. Uh-huh. And I would have wanted to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Billy just came off to be the patron way waiting too for my intensely. Mm-hmm. Like, first of all, Billy, I don't think you really have the right to kick someone out. It's not your restaurant. Right. So you can't be like, get out. And, like, especially even when they're in the back room. Like, they went to the back room.
Yeah.
Nothing was happening. Like, that was unnecessary, too.
Yeah, I need Billy to get out of the show and the cast. I can't stand her. Like, bye. I'm all good. I don't know why she has a brunch. I don't know why she's on it. Can't do her. Bye.
I do agree with you, Katie, that, like, Lala, I feel like, has changed to what she used to be, which, hey, people do. But I don't necessarily think she did it in the most humbling way sometimes.
Yeah. Maybe it's the dad stuff.
But listen, and that's totally fine. I do think they were a little harsh with her because her passing of her dad was super recent
in
comparison to others.
Yeah, before you tell
me. And I mean, they did have a soundbite of Raquel literally saying that, so you can't discredit that at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where Raquel has the nerve to talk to Alexis, who is apparently Lala's friend.
Yeah.
About Lala. Like, where in your mind do you think that's a good idea? Her father just died. I can't relate to anything like that, but I can't even imagine how I would react.
You can have emotions and, like, sympathy for a person.
If a girl that I already don't like, who, I mean, whether Lala's right about it or not, she doesn't think much of Raquel already.
Yeah.
And then you say that about me, and after I'm going through, you know, after Lala's going through this with her father, there's just no excuse. I don't think how Lala went about it is right, but I can't say that I wouldn't react the same way. Like, I would totally freak out like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no. Raquel needs to go.
I didn't like what I'm blanking on her name. The blonde.
Billy?
No, she dates Tom.
Ariana.
Thank you. Jesus. I couldn't remember her name.
It's like charades.
Wasn't a fan of what she... Because, like, she's like, it's coming up on the 5 years of my dad's passing. Like, she needs to get a thick skin and get over it. It's been 3 weeks. Could we give her 2 months before... Yeah. Like, no, she should not be over it. Yeah. I would... Yeah. If my dad... I'd be laying on the floor for a year. Like, no. Yeah. Like, you can't... Yeah. You can't tell anybody how to grieve. That's
everyone
not okay.
Everyone mourns differently.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, I understand Ariana's point of, like, you know, you can't expect the world to kind of bend down to you.
True.
I get that.
Yeah.
But, like, at the same time, like, you still cannot be a jerk to her and mention her father who just passed.
Right.
Like, Raquel, but Raquel doesn't have all of her
She probably
her
just did it to
tight.
Get in camera time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or do we think maybe the girl that she was with was talking about Lala and Raquel being Raquel was agreeing with everything?
Hey, it's never been...
Alexis is Lala's friend.
All right.
And I think... If it's the Alexis that I know, then I think it's her. She's, like, done PR for Lala or, like, really close. Like, I don't think she would have done that. I think it was her. They only showed her for, like, 2 hot seconds.
Yeah. Okay. And the clip, Alexis was just kind of listening there, from what we saw.
True.
Urkapai says she's Team Lala. Mm. Clarence says Team Billy this week. Clarence, we're about to break up.
Clarence.
No context either. Oh, wait. Lala asked to speak to Billy, and once she got upset, she just walked away and didn't want to resolve anything.
Maybe because she thought she was going to punch her in the face, so she's like, I have to go.
Listen, but that's also because I feel like Billy is just like a wall when you try to talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she, like, counteracts it with saying how, like, she's like, oh, but you're the one walking away and you're the one getting loud. It's like,
Lindsay says, Raquel is missing a few scoops. It all comes back to the timetables. Oh,
love
my God.
That.
I love it. And on that note, I think it's time for some tea, guys.
Oh,
tea time.
My goodness.
Cheers.
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 Okay.
Cheers at home.
First up on Tea Time. So Lala was on her Instagram story recently. This news was brought to us by Katie and Sarah Sirio. So Lala was on her Instagram recently talking about how she is an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Literally says it. Mm-hmm.
We have a little clip from her IG that we'll play for you guys.
So roll you can keep the up. Clip.
So she's explaining how she, I guess, was having dependency issues and she was, I guess, drinking alcohol. Or you watched the clip, Katie.
Yeah, she said, I mean, she started off with that and how she couldn't, like, control herself with it. And then she, like, went on to talk about her dad. Honestly, I kind of, like, after the first two, three of them, I kind of, like, skipped through it. Because I was like, oh, we're about to get emotional here. It's going to make me uncomfortable. Tears are coming. I'm going to cry, too.
Yeah. Sarah.
She accredited it to this gentleman that I forget his name.
Yeah.
But it was some...
George something, right?
Guy.
Yeah,
who,
George W.
There's this program, and mm-hmm. she's doing it, and she, like, loves how she's feeling, and that she'll be there for you guys if you guys are feeling that way. So you need to accept that this is who she is, and she's doing the best that she can. But she got very emotional mm-hmm. with talking about it, and it caught me really off guard.
So, same.
Like, I wasn't expecting her to drop that big of a word.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was just mm-hmm. so, like, okay, so everybody's so, like, I'm an alcoholic. And I was just like, oh, that was such a crazy way to just, like, okay, hey, everybody. Hey, guys. So it was just very, like, I don't know. It seemed.
Hey, after buzzer.
Yeah, it just seemed very, I don't know. But, I mean, I can't judge anybody on their, you know, sobriety or anything, so.
Yeah, no, I watched the whole thing, too. I started crying. I watched the whole thing. I started tearing up because I really felt for her. And I just think she's such a passionate person. She mm-hmm. does not care. Like, she will say anything. And it did come off a little bit like, I'm an alcoholic. But she kind of felt like, you know, in the beginning of the video, she said, I'm feeling great today. Like, she accredited her, you know, feeling good to the program. And I felt for her. Then she started talking about her dad. I just feel like she's very raw, and I might not relate to how her emotions play out, but I felt for her.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Hey, if it's what she needs to do.
Yeah.
Billy Branch says, does anyone on the panel think that Lala's Instagram post was preemptive? Like, she knew how tonight's episode would go.
I said that during the episode. I said that could have been why that she did that, because she's like, oh, I'm feeling great, I'm amazing, I've changed, because I'm going to act like an idiot tomorrow. I mean, that also could have been it, maybe. But I don't know.
Interesting.
It's hard for me to... Yeah. I can't judge anybody on their sobriety, so...
I mean, look, and if she is doing well and mm-hmm. she's happy, then look, more power to you. Mm-hmm. Live your life, enjoy it, and we send you good vibes. Nothing but the best of vibes. Okay, this next tea. This is juicy. Mm-hmm. This is this ongoing Brandi Glanville versus Sheena Shea beef. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so a little context. Obviously, we know Sheena Shea slept with Brandi Glanville's ex-husband, Eddie
yeah.
Cibrian.
Yeah.
And they were together for 2 years. Yeah. And then when, you know, Eddie finally went public with Leanne, Sheena was, like, on camera crying that, like, he left over Leanne. And so there's beef and... It looked like it had settled between Brandi and Sheena. Mm-hmm. And then recently, Sheena was on Watch What Happens Live last week, and she was talking about Vanderpump Rules, and Brandi called her out on Twitter and basically said, you kiss Lisa Vanderpump's butt, but I know your podcast producer, because we share the same podcast engineer or producer, and he always has to edit out all the crap that you talk about Lisa Vanderpump on your podcast.
Oh. Ooh. Oh.
And then things really heated up. And so Will, the producer, then tweeted and he said, no, Brandi Glanville took that out of context. And then Sheena Shea said, that's true. She took that out of context. I don't talk smack about Lisa. The only things we have to edit out are like spoilers for Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
So then Brandi fired back with her podcast, which I listened to this morning. And Brandi basically said that that's not true. That the only reason he's sticking by Sheena is because Sheena's with Podcast One. Mm-hmm. And Podcast One is who pays Will's paychecks. Oh. And they're the ones who give him health benefits and keep him employed. And he has now dropped, he's now not come in for Brandi Glanville's show because he's really upset with her. Ooh. And it's just like this big ongoing beef. And so apparently tonight Sheena shared that she was going to address her side of things on mm-hmm. her podcast this week.
Brandi's got to leave this girl alone. Like, come on.
Well, Brandi did say that, like, it's it's hard because, well, I mean, I guess you're right. She says that people just trigger her, I guess, like James. Certain people just trigger you and you just react.
I think it's Brandy trying to stay relevant. She's not on the show anymore. Mm. She's got nothing going on for her, really. And with the whole Sheena thing, when it happened, I felt for Sheena watching it on Vanderpump Rules when Brandy would come in for these things and she would be working. And then Lisa's like, oh, you can't let that bother you. And then she's yelling at her and, like, calling her ugly from her tooth stuff and all of that. But then they resolved it and it was fine. And, like, we were great. And they were just like, okay, we're going to agree to disagree and just not talk to each other in the same room. But anytime Brandy gets the chance, she brings this crap up. And it's like, okay, get over, like, if you just get over it, get over it. It happened. It happened. And he was clearly a bad husband or boyfriend. So just get over it.
Whoa.
I can't. Hey, hey, I can't.
Anybody else is heated.
How old is Brandy?
Like too 30s. Old to be doing this?
Yeah.
Early like, 40s.
Come she on.
Is, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that Lisa talks smack about Lisa Vanderpump?
No,
that
I don't.
Sheena? Lisa feels bad?
Yeah.
Lisa
no, that, Sheena? That Sheena talks
oh,
bad
no,
about
I don't.
No, I don't. I think, I genuinely do think it. She probably says spoilers. Or maybe she'll say, like, secrets.
Yeah.
That you don't want to get out. She That's be, what I might yeah. think. I don't think she's like, oh, Lisa's, I don't even know what to say mean about her.
I don't think Sheena's dumb enough to, even exactly. if she does have ill feelings towards Lisa, yeah. I don't think she's dumb enough to say anything.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
bite the hand that feeds you.
Yeah. yeah. I think yeah. I'll say Sheena's smart in that sense. Like, she right. knows
she's
how to play it well.
She's not ballsy enough to just, like, blast it on yeah. the podcast.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel bad for this guy, Will.
Yeah, Will seems to be getting dragged right now.
You still have your job.
Yeah, podcast one, but he's not come on Brandy's show anymore. You can come here with us. Yeah. Shall we do some quick predictions before we crown our Pumptini?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Katie, go. What do you foresee?
Katie is just now, coming in. Oh,
Katie oh, Maloney.
Wait for it, and then the strobes.
And then, okay, yeah, so Katie's going to be nagging. Nag City. Here she comes. It's all she knows how to do, and she's best at it. And then Tom, he's biting back, and I'm here for it. I love Tom. Would date him in the drop of a hat. He's just a cutie patootie. But I would need him to not do that baby talk to me, because I'm going to punch him in the face. But, yeah, Katie, she just annoys me, and she's just going to be annoying this episode. So we'll see.
Ooh. Dang. Ooh. Give Me Shelter is heated this week, you guys.
Oh, no.
What?
Well, Spoogies first says that Brandy attacked her for no reason.
Yes! Mm.
But Give Me Shelter says, I don't feel for Sheena. Oh. The wife doesn't have to forgive the cheating husband or the dumb mistress. It sounds like somebody got cheated on. you've never been in Brandy's position. Not a Brandy fan, but just saying.
But it's Brandy's husband that was saying, oh, no, we're not really. So, of course, the girl dating the hot guy who was an actor is going to be like, oh, you know what? He's probably telling me the truth.
Yeah.
Blame your husband, not the girl.
Mm.
Just saying.
I don't think it's about having to forgive Sheena, but yeah. I think Brandy's just sort of creating this random drama out of nowhere. You mm-hmm. can still be mad mm-hmm. at her for sleeping with your husband.
Yeah.
That's okay. I don't forgive her either.
Yeah.
But this is just sort of random and unsolicited.
Just like,
I think.
Put her out of your life. Just like, yeah. Don't
block
you're
her.
You're hurting
yeah.
yourself holding yeah. on to that yeah. anger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're yeah. drinking poison and expecting it to hurt her.
Yeah. Or mm-hmm. it doesn't bother her at all, and she just wants to talk about something that's going to keep her relevant.
I think it
probably.
Her.
Mm-hmm. Sarah, who's getting your Pumptini tonight?
My Pumptini? Brittany.
Brittany,
just because, like, she really is always there for everyone. Mm-hmm. She has the best, like, she is really a girlfriend to have.
Yeah. Yes.
And I say, girl, go for the freaking mashed potato bar.
Oh, yeah.
Rivette, who's getting your Pumptini tonight?
I was going to say Brittany, too. Love that. But I'll give it to James tonight.
Because
he was just, you know, the bigger person.
I'll back yeah. that up.
Yeah.
Okay. Katie?
I'm going to give it to Raquel because she got to say more than one sentence tonight. And I'm sure she's really happy about that. So she deserves a little drinky drinker.
Check, please.
Mine is going to Lala because that savage teardown was a lot, and I loved every single second of it. Thank you guys for watching the Vanderpump Rules After Show. I'm Zach Peter. You can follow me at Just Plain Zach all over the internet. I'll give you more rhymes.
Ooh.
Absolutely. Again, I am Sarah Serio. Please follow me at Serio for all of the fun. That sounded...
She's just fun.
Yeah.
Like her faces she
makes.
That's it.
I don't have all of the fun, but you can follow me at Rivette Soro on all social media platforms.
You can follow me everywhere at Little Baby Kates and check out my podcast. See you next Tuesday. It's available everywhere and at katiethompson.la.
We've hit like our ceiling.
Yeah, here we are.
We can't Monday anymore.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.